Hello, hello. Tyler Bryan here. Hope everything's going well. On Friday, July 8th, Canada, we had an outage, an internet outage. It was Rogers and Fido, and this was a data and internet down, Canada-wide, an experience. For myself, it was a forced vacation, one that I did not expect. And there is a ton of news coming out about this, still people talking about it. I thought that this was interesting. If you look at Google Trends and type in Rogers outage, we've seen some spikes in the past, so it has happened before, but on a scale of seemingly the impact, so April 2021, a little bit of a spike here, but then, you know, pretty massive spike here in July. This was a huge impact on Canada, on normal operations. And while I'm going to spend a little bit of time looking at some of the memes and stuff that happened here, overall, there were some pretty detrimental side effects or consequences to this, including emergency services not being able to be accessed, people not being able to make 911 calls, just overall business functioning sort of destroyed, and a whole day of productivity lost here in Canada as well too. And I think there'll still be some consequences to this, and sort of more sort of stories that will come out. One of them, just to jump right into it, it's like, are there really are there any consequences to this? So one of the things that's very well known in Canada here is that there is sort of this triopoly in terms of telecom companies in Canada. And on Friday when this happened, hit almost every aspect of daily life, and people start to then really reevaluate how they feel about this triopoly. I mean, generally there is resentment towards it. There's anger. It creates poor customer services, the inability to set prices and price fix, just not plan, you know, for that much support of people. And I think a lot of people are upset about sort of the lack of information or response from Rogers throughout this. And just generally, there are some plans to move forward with some mergers here with Rogers. And it looks like, you know, after something like this, there's increased scrutiny. Not definitely the best time for Rogers to have this on a merger that they're trying to make. And so, now this may be super, like this might be oversized. Like what I find is people, we generally have a short term memory. And so maybe we're all fired up about this right now, but already, you know, my fired up level from Friday to now has decreased significantly. We'll see if this actually holds through. But again, generally, this message, this theme, this trend has started to come up again, and I think for good reason, with just how much this was impacted. And I'll say that I think I have a link here. Like, this is not over. There are a bunch of companies and businesses. I have people that I'm working with right now. You can still see that there are lots of you know, reports of outages, even like sort of clusterings of certain areas, and you can see the most reported problems here. So this is not done. I'm lucky here. I'm in Mississauga, Port Credit, and we're lucky because our internet has been restored. But a lot of people are on the third day here, and not just getting, you know, poor service, they're actually even just still blacked out, which is pretty wild. That's a long time. And you know, from my own sort of personal experience of this, was waking up in the morning and first of all thinking that Rogers had canceled my internet and sort of data, because they're linked together, and that I had not paid that bill. And so that was, I was already upset at them. And then I tried to set up a hotspot with Monica, my partner's phone, who is on Fido. And when I saw that her phone also had no service, I realized something was wrong, and started to do a little bit of a debrief or review, and looked at, you know, emails. Sort of my last email I had received, and it was been like 5 a.m. And then some things started to tick up. I'm like, okay, this, something's wrong. And then there's this thought, you know, build websites and stuff. It's like, okay, well, this shouldn't last that long. And so constant sort of refreshing of like, okay, all right, this, you know, this is really annoying, but I'll do my workout, whatever. I'll do my morning routine and then get back to it. And my recommendation is, if you prepare for this with if you have Spotify or whatever, like local downloads of music on your phone, which was what I was grateful to have at that time and now continue to do. And then it didn't come back. And what I realized was, we realized there was no really touch points with information. I watched one of my neighbors sort of start to look up in the sky and think, okay, something seems like it's happening. And finally we actually got a delivery, of a product that we ordered. And I was, first of all, I'm like, how did you get here? You must have some connection that we don't have. And then I asked him, like, is there something going on with the internet and everything? He said, yeah, it's Rogers, Fido, it's down, everywhere. And so that was the moment where I realized that, you know, all right, we're in something bigger than we thought. And this is taking a lot longer than we thought. The wonderful imagination that I've been instilled with came in. It's okay. We're under attack. This is China. This is Russia. This is whoever this is. This is aliens. I don't know who this is. And that was, again, sort of this self-imposed vacation where I had a lot of things to do. I find that maybe people would consider my work not as important or not as, impactful. I mean, it's not, I do a lot of great stuff, but it's not emergency service. It's not all these things, but that doesn't stop the frustration, from it. And also just the feeling that I had was just this, how much we rely on this internet connectivity, how much I feel disconnected without it, how much that has become part of my conscious, become part of my brain. And so overall, you know, to me, it was just sort of this anxiety-induced time until I gave up hope that it was coming back on and started to basically did a drive around until I found a port credit where we got tapped into a Bell line. And at that point, saw the email, saw everything come in, lots of people that we were working with and talking to and even teammates connect, impacted by that. But generally also this moment of, okay, you self-impose this anxiety on yourself because really nothing was critical. Emails got in, got my messages, I responded to a couple people, but generally there was nothing much to be stressed about. And frankly, I'm lucky that is the case. And so, overall, after that, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to let this ride. I've got my check-in done. I will also recommend getting a laptop with a better battery than 20 minutes. I just zipped, just drained that laptop battery by leaving it plugged in at all times. So that's another recommendation that I've learned, from this. Diversify your network. So I'm not going to like, should we, one of us be on Bell? One of us should be on Rogers. Again, this triopoly challenges that are coming out of it. And again, I think we'll hear more things that come. Like there were people who had emergencies. There were probably people, I don't know this, but people who possibly died because of this, who are much more serious condition than they should be because they couldn't access this. So maybe there's a little bit of light around it, but that I'm trying to make around it. But overall, this was actually a serious thing and it really did impact Canada Air. And one other thing I thought that was interesting, I've used this a bit more recently, is also I just typed in Rogers outage on Answer the Public. And you can see, all the sort of variations of what people were typing. And so, lots of, again, sort of questions, and then you can see sort of then localized versions of this as well too, to see what people are typing in, really just in different places. That's all it is. Is it a cyber attack? Okay, so that's one of the questions that then emerged, and then a lot of people just wanting to know, is it fixed? And then here, not really versus, but people just asking questions and then even looking at social media platforms. And again, I think what the biggest fear that a lot of people felt was just lack of information from Rogers as well too. And when I saw, I did finally see an update and started to get connected a little bit, which was like sort of iterative connection and then not connecting. It was like, oh God, they have no idea. It seems like they have no idea when this is coming back on. And so, that was, a little disconcerting. And that was basically the response online as well too. So there were some memes I think that are worthwhile to cover just to end this on some fun. I have not actually seen these articles, so these could be horrible memes. I'm just going to take a look and scroll through. One of the main ones is, hey, send someone from Rogers to Starbucks. Yes, that makes sense. That was funny. back to the old days. Okay, we've got an Amish family here, or people living on in the country farm. Yeah, that makes sense. And then, interesting. Okay, so reading shampoo. Yeah, that's what I said to Monica. It's like she was going to do something. I'm like, I guess I just stare at the wall here. And I will say that I felt in, you know, I was at this McDonald's listening to, not listening, I was just sitting there, and there's a older couple and a friend there talking, and I said, like, man, we kids these days, it was one of those moments where it was just like, you know, we rely so heavily on this, and basically what their conversation was, we don't need nuclear weapons anymore. We just needed to take down network infrastructure, and then everything is over. And I believe them. That hurt. I was mad at that conversation, but truly, I think it was like it was hurt. It was accurate, and so it hurt. And I do think that we rely on these things so heavily, and we, you know, generally, I'm actually very good at just enjoying nature, enjoying all this stuff. But when it's like forced on me, I'm not the best at doing that. So Rogers, salesman here. I was like, I feel so bad about Vantaphone, about Rogers people who have to come and deal with this. Because obviously this is mostly like, it's not really their fault. This is such a complex system, all these problems. And I just think, you know, there's people who are just doing this as a job, and now they're going to have to feel the wrath of people calling in. I'm not going to call in. And frankly, I've been with Rogers a long time. Generally, they've been pretty okay. They've helped me out even with my last cell phone bill in a time when I didn't think they needed to. So I was actually really grateful for that. So I appreciate that. And then Bell and Telus, there were some really funny ones about Bell and Telus going at it here. And so a couple other things. I'm guessing some of these memes will be just sort of repeated kind of things. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this classic meme, but overall, I mean, I'll drop these in the links if you want to take a look. And it, you know, this is still a little bit of a developing story with some stuff going on. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I considered, you know, I basically debated whether even this was worth recording, but it was not funny, but it was a huge cultural moment here in Canada. A lot of conversation on it, and I think worthwhile to talk about. And I was actually someone who experienced it firsthand, both through the lens of a personal experience, but then also as a business, you know, working very digitally in our life and the impact that that had. So hope for anyone who is impacted by this that you're okay, that the stuff gets resolved and hopefully doesn't happen again. Hopefully that spike that we saw in the trend data on Rogers continues to be the biggest spike that we see, and that we can learn from this and take lessons and move forward better, smarter, more resilient. Definitely an interesting moment here. And you know, I was glad to do that drive and see that the world wasn't on fire and people were running around and hearing machine, you know, this apocalyptic thing. But still, it doesn't take much to disrupt an entire country when all it means is that the internet or the data goes down. So this has been Tyler Bride talking about the Rogers outage. This is my Rogers outage in Canada reaction. My review, if I had to give it a review, I would give it 1 star. No, 0.5 star. A 5 star in terms of impact and annoyance on people, 1 star in terms of fun. So that's my end review for this. Thank you for checking this out. This has been Tyler Bryden. If you like this, give a like, comment, subscribe. The subscriber count on YouTube is going up. That makes me very happy. And just to see the comments and all that stuff, it truly means a lot. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Hope you're connected. And I'll be back soon making more content. Thank you.